So it is the middle of the afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. And again, I've received some coffees here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. I've received two coffees from completely different origin continents. I've got here a Rwandan. It's a red bourbon. It's Karengera. And then I've also got a Cuban from Café Cuba. Now, I've met Café Cuba, who now have also become Hancock and Abbotton, I think a couple of years ago when they found me actually and sent me some coffees to review, to taste here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And a few years have gone by, and now what they've done, they've actually elaborated their offering of coffees. So not only do they specialize on Cuban coffees, but they've got specialty coffee. They've got single origins. They've got a limited edition of coffees under the umbrella of Hancock and Abbotton. They're based in Dublin. And, well, it's new to me that they've got this limited edition. And I think it was at the tail end of last year that we communicated and they wanted to send me some. But these coffees, limited edition coffees, they sell out extremely quickly. And then I was busy beginning of the year reviewing other coffees. There's so much happening in the coffee world. But now finally we got together. And today, these two coffees have made it in the same package here all the way from Dublin to London. So it is with a lot of anticipation that, because I've never actually tried a Cuban coffee, what they'd send me before was, they've got also an organic coffee section. So if I'm not mistaken, it was organic coffee at the time. But if you go on their website, you will see everything that they have. They have a lot there really to offer, and you can just browse around and see what takes your fancy. What takes my fancy this afternoon is the Rwandan. I love Rwandan coffees. I love red bourbons. This one is a red bourbon, Karengera. So, actually very nice. This is a nice package, 250 grams of freshly roasted coffee. And here it also has, on the back of that bag, it's got the flavor wheel, which is quite nice. It all scores very highly on that flavor wheel, so we'll see. It also gives you more of an information on where this coffee comes from. So the farm is Karengera. The location is the western province, Lake Kivu in Rwanda. The altitude, 1,651 meters above sea level. It's a fully washed coffee, sun-dried on raised African beds. That's quite normal for that place in the world. And the varietal is bourbon. I'm pretty sure it's a red bourbon. Harvest month of that area, interesting as well, they've put that on the bag, is March to July. This is roasted to a medium light roast. I like that. It's also got a Q grade score of 89.25. That's pretty high. And it's roasted and packed in the UK, but actually distributed by Hancock and Abbotton. So this is really interesting. And I'm going to live here snip that bag open. It doesn't tell you the exact roasting date, but it's got a best before date. And we've got a very long best before date, which is end of February next year. That indicates that they've actually got a year on there and that it's been roasted at the end of February this year. There's a lovely smell coming out of that bag. So if you're not familiar with the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo treatment, it means opening the bag, sniffing it, and then immediately putting them out on a clean kitchen towel, a white kitchen towel here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, Southwest London. There's a tiny bit of Quakers. There's one, two, three. If you're not familiar with Quakers, they are the lighter beans. They shine at you. They're a bit underdeveloped. Now, this can very easily happen that it makes its way into a bag, well, already as a green state. So this roast looks very even. There's no shine on the bean, so this is a light medium roast, probably more for filter coffees. But having said that, I push it through everything. I try everything with beans. But this afternoon, because I usually like having my espresso coffees and my flat whites, my piccolos, my lattes, in the morning. So I'm going to actually give it a V60 treatment. I really like the V60 at the moment. So I'm just looking. Oh, it's very evenly. They're quite big. You can see that they're washed beans because the middle line on the flat side of the bean is very predominant, which is a clear indication that this is a washed coffee. So I'm going to put you on pause here and I'm going to weigh up my beans and I'm going to boil some water. I'm going to grind the beans and then I'm just going to prepare it as a V60 and then taste it. And actually, I've also got another treat that I will eat with my coffee. But more of that later when the coffee's sitting in front of me. So I've boiled the kettle, I've set up my V60 onto my Hario drip scale with timer. I've washed the paper filter. I have at the same time heated up my cup that I'm extracting into. I ground my coffee and it smells amazing. Do you know, I just love rum and coffees and I'm sure this one is not going to let me down because it just smells so good already and it's ground state. So on goes the timer. On goes the scales. Just to see and make sure I've got the right amount of ground coffee. Yep, 16 gram is what I normally start with. I mean, that's my parameter that I start with, 16 grams. I'm going to decanter water just off the boil into my pouring jug. Oh, she's got this beautiful swan-like neck. I'm going to put my timer on and I'm going to start pouring in the center around the world. I'm going to do 50 grams of water, which is just here. And I'm going to let it pre-infuse a little bit. So just let the gases also kind of come out a bit more. The bloom is what we call it. And see that all the grinds are really saturated. So I'm going to do this for about 30 seconds. But I'm going to put you on pause because that's not so interesting. Interesting will be the taste. Well, if I say it's not interesting, that's not true because it's paramount that you do this stage. Well, give it love, give it attention. And this is what I'm doing right now. So I'm almost done here. And all the water is coming through now. All the way to it. It's really important that the grinds don't kind of rise up on the side, on the edges of your filter. So when you're actually pouring the water over the grinds, it's nice to have a little pedal and on the side just push it down and see that all the grinds are well saturated, not creeping up the walls of your paper filter. That is really important. And give the bloom a chance to kind of pat it down a little bit. And give it a chance to sort of, there's no channeling happening and everything is extracted really evenly. No over-extraction, no under-extraction, but very evenly. And you will see when all the water's come through, your bed that you're left with should really be totally even. So that's what happened here. Now, coffee being this sensual experience, you've got to pay attention to all your senses, your eyes, your smell, your touch on your mouth and everything. So, of course, I've got to smell it before I put my lips to it. And what does it look like? It looks actually I don't want to say dark, but no, it's, of course, coffee is kind of darkish, but I want to say intense. It looks like a great extraction, actually. And it smells, there's a rich smell. A lot of juiciness. It's very clean. It's got quite a good body. So when I wanted to describe the color to you, you sometimes, especially in the AeroPress, for example, you get kind of a cloudiness about it. Now here, or in the Chemex, it's a very golden, almost copper-like color. Here, no, here it's kind of darker, but that's to be expected when you use the V60. I think the V60 works well with that. I think I will try some other methods as well. I will also push it through the R58 because I love doing that. I'll do more with this coffin, but it's a lovely coffee. And the treat, Marianne Bakes, is what I've got here. You will see it on the photograph. It's a lovely biscuit that I've got that I will just also indulge in now together with this coffee. Hancock & Heaven, they do limited edition coffees. You should check them out.